Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Early in the show, yeah. Crowder said something, and then I said, that reminds me of your Lucifer Johnson story. And I wish I knew what it was so that I could get into the story. But anyway, the story is essentially... Yeah. Doesn't matter how old you are, like, you know, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm going to go ahead and tell you how I feel for real or whatnot. But it reminded me of this story where Crowder, this was years ago.
This is 4 or 5 years ago. This is long time ago. Yeah.
Easy. Because we were working at the old radio station. It was on 441 just south of Ives Dairy. So, Dolphin Stadium, Hard Rock Stadium, is right there. And there was a little convenience store. Yeah,
right,
that Crowder would go to every...
441 and 199. Yeah. And I went there every single day and got a drink, we'll say. And I got my chips and my little pork rinds and things.
So tell everybody what happened. You pull up that day, what happens?
And so we pull up. I pull in and it's like, you know, there's the parking spots on the side of the gas station and the gas pumps. So it's a busy. It's, you know, we get off at 6, so it's 6:05. It's right down the street from the station, so it's busy at this time. People are coming home, and so I'm pulling into the parking lot, and when you're pulling in, you know, all the cars are lined up. So you can't see that well, whatever. And
Wait, just to interrupt. Somebody texts in. It was the time Crowder cussed out his coach. So you were talking about Mike Nolan saying something, and then you were saying, if I was 18, he would have gotten a totally different answer. And then I started thinking about this 10-year-old kid that did, like, it wasn't even 18. It was a 10-year-old kid. So that's what it comes from.
That's what it comes from.
Yeah.
So I pull into the parking lot, and when you pull in, you had to make a big U-turn coming off of 441. You pull in, you have to 180 yourself. So you kind of, you know, and most people do it. I did it. You kind of come in with a little speed because you're coming off of 441. So I come in, I hit that 180 U-turn, and when I'm coming up on the parking lot, I'm still moving pretty fast. A little boy runs out between these two cars, so I had to slam on my brakes. So that's what made me see him, and I remember, and I named him Little Lucifer Johnson. Y'all will know why I named him that in about 2 minutes when I finish the story. So Little Lucifer runs between the cars, and I slam on my brakes. You know, I almost hit a little kid, so I'm like, oh, I'm kind of flustered a little bit. And he just takes off. I remember he had on a red shirt, khakis, and a book bag, a dark blue or black book bag, and he runs through, and I honk and all. He doesn't stop. He keeps moving, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. So I park. I go in the station to get my beverages and my little pork rinds, and the ladies, the Haitian ladies in there are talking. They're talking about, hey, the little kid just stole all this candy, and, you know, you should have said something because, you know, now the boss is going to take that out of our check. We know he was stealing. So it clicks to me why the kid was running, because he just stole candy from the convenience store. And I really didn't take it to heart. I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm listening to the Haitian ladies argue, and I'm just kind of smiling. And I'm just in line waiting to get my stuff. So I get my stuff. I leave the convenience store. I turn down, and I live in Davie, so I had to go down 199 to get to the turnpike, to get on the turnpike to go up to 595. When I'm riding down 199, there's like a garbage disposal place over there and a big – It's like an empty field.
Yeah, there's like a couple little cut-ins that you could pull and your car in.
The streets go nowhere, but it's just like into this field. So, man, I'm leaving. I got my pork rinds. I'm chilling. And lo and behold, I'm riding down 199th, and I see little Lucifer Johnson. Red shirt, khakis, dark blue book bag, and I see him walking. And I'm like, man, you know, let me be a good human. Let me be a good role model. And we're right there by Dolphin Stadium. This is what clicked it, too, because we can see Dolphin Stadium.
That's what makes the story so great is Dolphin Stadium in the background where you made millions.
Yes. So like all this built up made me be the, you know, the role model that I really want to be more of. But, yes, so Dolphin Stadium's right there. I played for the Dolphins. This is a little young, you know, he was a little African-American kid, a little black kid. So I'm like, you know what, let me say something to him. And my thought was, hey, I'm going to stop. I'm going to pull over. I'm going to say, hey, man, I was just at the store you left. I almost hit you in the parking lot. Hey, man, I'm going to buy you the candy and the chips, whatever you stole. I just want you to go back and apologize to these ladies. I'll purchase that stuff, but I wasn't showing them the right way. You know what I'm saying? Just do the right way. Start your life, because the dude wasn't, but he wasn't big. He came probably up to my waist. He was 10, 11 at best, but he wasn't no big kid. Let me go and show him the way. Let me drive him back. I was going to take him home, too. Like, I had a whole plan. I was going to show the Dolphin Stadium. I was going to hit him with the Channing crowd I used to play right there. Let me be your buddy. Man, so I pull up, and I pass him because he's walking down the sidewalk. I pass little Lucifer, and I pull into a driveway, and I get out of my truck. I had an Escalade at the time. I get out of my truck, and I walk to the back of the truck, and I'm thinking as he walks past the rear of the truck, I'm going to stop him. And I'm going to say, hey, man, I'm explaining it to him. Hey, man, I just left the gas station. Blah, 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 blah. Let me take you back there. Let me show you the right way. I'll buy this for you and just give him a good start in life, thinking I could be a pivotal point in his life.
Make a change. Make a change. You could be in that very moment, change his entire trajectory.
From prison to the president. Like, I really thought like this could be a moment in his life where he knows, hey, people care about me that shouldn't. Why the hell does this dude care about me? Why is he buying me stuff? Like, a pivotal point. I had, like, all this is running through my head, but then Lucifer changed it. I got out my truck. I walked to the back of my truck, and I beat him down the road probably about 100 yards. So I'm waiting for him. So I'm leaning on my bumper waiting for him, and he walks up, and my presentations are going to be, hey, young man, I just left the gas station. You know, I saw what you did. You know, I want to take you back. I want to pay for those items, and I just want you to understand that that's not the right way to go. I had it all planned. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I don't know what saying happens next, but it didn't go the way I thought it would. Little Lucifer walks up.
10 years old.
10 years old, bro. I step out. I say, hey, young man. And he kind of turns to me, but he had a little edge. Now, I could see his edge when he was walking. Turns to me. I was like, hey, young man, I was just at the gas station. Man, let's go back and pay for those items. They said you stole something. He cut me off in mid-sentence. Man, who the bleep you think you talking to? Man, bleep you. I'll whoop your bleeping bleep, 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 bleep. 5 seconds later, no exaggeration, this became a 10-year-old staring at me, me backpedaling down the side of my Escalade, sneaking into the driver door, waiting for Lucifer to clear, backing up and driving home. I didn't even turn the radio back on. I was just shocked about this little kid. He just berated me, and I did not know what to do. So I had good intentions, but little Lucifer changed it. That's why, as I told him, I will explain why I named the kid Lucifer Johnson. Now y'all see why. It is justified.
I love the story. I just think it's so great because he had it like in his head, like Crowder was envisioning it like a movie, and then he drops the kid at home, and the father comes out, and he's like, that's Channing Crowder from the Dolphins. I'm a fan, and like, you know, and it all comes together, and it clicks, and the kid's life changes.
And listen, I played it out, Hawk. I don't tell on him. I don't tell his parents. That's a secret between me and him. But I bring him home, and I just tell his parents, hey, I saw your son at the gas station. I wanted to give him a ride home and give him some encouraging words. Hawk, this was going to grow a relationship. I was going to be mentoring Lucifer for the next 20 years. He changed all that, son.
This guy guy is going to be delivering your eulogy 30, 80 years later. You know, this man here changed my life. I was down a wrong path. This dude sized you up. Big old ML middle linebacker. Oh. And he just tore you up 10 years old.
Yes. Didn't run. Didn't walk fast. After he cussed me out, he just kind of stood there and looked at me. And I had to leave. Like, oh, my bad, bro.
Sir.
You talking about backing up in the bushes like Homer Simpson? I backed up right in the bushes. Oh, no, this is different. Yeah, I should have done this. 199 and 441. Maybe I should have went to Boca. Boca, this might have got away with this.
Just driven past him and yelled, bring it back!
You stealing bastard! You! Yeah, it didn't work out the way I thought it would.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.